This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 972. Dog Ate Your Homework? One important cultural cliche that you must know.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we'll make your English more precise when it comes to talking about mishaps with your work. Find out why you need to know the culture to succeed in this situation. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, it's going great. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Boston, so feeling good.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So, Lindsay, we've talked about having, you know, how we both want to have a dog, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Did you have any pets growing up? I can't remember.
I had two cats, but they were more like dogs because they had dog personalities. But actually,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, this past weekend when I was at the Finger Lakes, the Airbnb that I stayed at had this beautiful dog. It was called a Samoya or something. Do you know that breed? It's like they were bred for like Russia, like Siberia, and they're bright white and they're so fluffy. It was the sweetest dog.
So they're big.
They're huge. This one was quite overweight, actually. It was really, really big.
I love chubby dogs. I grew up with a beagle.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was so chubby and so cute. That's cool. I'm allergic to cats, unfortunately. I think they're cute, but I'm allergic.
Well, it's better than being allergic to dogs.
I think so too. I think so too. Yeah. So today we're actually going to answer a question that we have from somebody who was in Tokyo with you, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, so this is another great question from Keishu, who was in Tokyo, our Power English Weekend. And guys, we are going to be coming back to Tokyo in the fall. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo. Make sure you sign up right there to get on the list. So good. So fun.
Okay, exciting. Yeah, so this question has to deal with having a pet and something that can happen when you have a pet that can go kind of wrong. when you had, you know, cats growing up, did they ever like ruin your homework or ruin anything of yours?
Oh, yeah. I remember my mom would comment that when my cat Sparky, his name was Sparky, he was a kitten. He helped my mom write her PhD because he was always like jumping on the keyboard and messing up the typing when she was writing
it. Oh, no. That's so funny. Yeah.
So cute.
Aw, so cute. Okay. So actually, that's kind of funny that you mentioned that because that's kind of what the question deals with. So could you read the question for us?
All right. So Keishu says this, he's describing a situation he was imagining, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, I have to write down, for just something down for a minute preceding a conference. I have written down almost all of it, but at the time my cat rolled about on my laptop. And all of the data went away. Oh no. Then I have to explain to my boss what happened. And I say, my cat disturbed me working. Anyways, I can't explain a suitable situation like this, but I thought, I was wondering which word is the most appropriate. That is Keishu's question.
Okay, good question. We're going to have fun with this one.
Yeah, this is great. But before we jump into it, guys, I want to remind you, now, if you are taking the IELTS exam this summer, you want to get a 7 or higher, we have everything you need at the IELTS Energy Podcast. It is the best place to get expert tips and tricks for the IELTS exam. So go subscribe, go search for IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English and subscribe. All right, cool.
Okay, so I love this question, and one of the reasons I love it is because it's a really interesting situation culturally and linguistically, because in American English, it's a big joke to say, like, did you ever hear anybody say, the dog ate my homework?
It's such a classic joke. Such a classic joke. Yeah, right. The dog ate my homework.
So why is that, like, a joke?
Because when someone says that, it's a fake excuse. And often it's not so much that we would say it. Someone would say it to someone else, be like, oh, did the dog eat your homework?
Right.
Right? Kind of like, obviously, like, you are lying.
Right. Yeah. So it's like an excuse. Like, you can imagine, like, a kid making up as to why they didn't do their work. Right.
Right.
But it's known as a joke. It's never used.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
You would never say that because we know it's such a cultural joke. So you would want to come up with something else.
Right. That's the thing. So this situation is funny for that reason. So I guess this situation didn't actually happen. It sounds like it's a hypothetical situation. But if you were in this situation, it's really interesting because it would actually be true. Right? That the cat ruined it for you, right?
Sure.
Right. So, but for the cat in this situation, it would be eating, but it would be that they rolled over the, you know, keyboard or whatever.
Oh my gosh. We have to have backups, hard drives, external hard drives, Keishu. We got to save our work.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, so what do you think about if you hear the phrase, my cat disturbed me working?
Yeah. So grammatically speaking, it sounds a bit weird to me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Michelle? Any thoughts
on it? Yeah. I think it sounds a little bit awkward. I also feel like there's like more that you can say. Like, I think you can even get more specific with your language. That would be good. We'll get into the grammar in a second, but, you know, because the cat actually physically ruined your information. I feel like you want to make the language kind of match that rather than disturbed, because when I hear disturbed, it could be that the cat was making noise in the corner. It could be, you know, more general, right?
That's a really good point, Michelle. And a lot of our listeners, guys, where you are at your level, you're ready to be precise, right? Precise is the word for better connection. And here, Keishu needs to really be very specific to connect with his boss to really make him or her understand why the work got ruined. That's so important. Yeah.
Right. And I think maybe Keishu was listening to episode 907. So in 907, you guys can listen to that. We talked about like words like disturb and hinder and, what else? I think screw up, maybe. Mm-hmm. Was that the one? Let's say, screw up or spoil, things like that. So yeah, go on ahead and listen to that today. So I think perhaps that's where Keishu got that word, maybe. So I think grammatically, instead of my cat disturbed me working, you might want to say something like, my cat disturbed me while I was working.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally. And or my cat disturbed. Yeah, my cat was disturbing me. Okay, was disturbing me. Got it.
Sorry, I missed that one.
No, but I agree, though, Michelle. I think you made a good point. Yes, we can correct your grammar here, Keishu, but I think the issue here is more getting more precise in your language.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you'd want to be more specific because, again, you say disturbed and it's like, okay, well, I don't know what that means, right? Like, it could mean anything. Yeah. It could mean anything. Mm-hmm. It could mean the cat wanted to lick your hand, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because I feel like to be more believable, right? To make sure people believe us when we're telling the story, the truth. We don't want to be vague. We don't want to be general, because what's the first thing people do? I suppose when people are lying, they make up general stories, right? So you want to be specific to be believable.
Right. Especially because of this whole, the dog ate my homework. already the excuse, even if it's real, sounds kind of
already. Yeah.
You know, you're already like, like you're in this kind of fake. It's like, I know it sounds like I'm making it up.
Yeah. Right. Good point.
Right. So you want to be more specific, right? So, we're going to give you a few different things that you could use to talk about this. You could describe the movement of your cat, right? So these could be applied, you know, even if our, listeners, they don't have pets, but maybe, I mean, actually, I don't know. I said kids, but I don't know if these examples would work for kids. it.
My kid rolled over my
keyboard. Yeah, my kid rolled over my keyboard. That would be... Maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe if you have like a baby who's learning how to roll over and right. you're like writing on the blanket or something.
But right, right. Exactly. But maybe we'll think about it more in the context of pets. Okay. So yeah. So the first one is what, Lindsay?
Do you know the 7 simple secrets to connection in English? Find out today in our free video lesson. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets to view the video for free immediately. allearsenglish.com/secrets. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So my cat rolled over my keyboard.
I think, sorry. Well,
Are we missing a preposition? I would have said rolled over on my keyboard. Would you have said that? Rolled over on your keyboard?
I would say my cat rolled over my keyboard. Or either one. Okay. I would say either one.
Yeah, I think the meaning changes. We don't have to get into this today because this is like the nuances of grammar. But I think when we say the cat rolled over my keyboard, I think of like all the way over it and you finished on the other side versus the cat rolled over on my keyboard. He ended up on the keyboard itself. Like he rolled his body over onto the keyboard. So too specific for today, but we could say either, I think. Yeah.
Right. And so Keishu mentioned, it did say rolled, but said rolled about. So I wouldn't say rolled about. I would say, rolled over or rolled over on. And Lindsay, that was quite a good explanation.
Oh, did you like that? All right.
I did. And yeah, so here I'm actually having an image of a cat rolling around, rolling over a keyboard. Okay. So what's the next one?
My cat pounced on my keyboard. Oh, that's definitely a lot of cats will do that, right? The crazy cats. The ones that just like, you know, they see something, they think they see something and they jump on it. They pounce on it.
Yeah. The word pounce, it makes me think of like kind of a sneaky jump. You know how cats can be kind of sneaky? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's almost like they're like staring for a little bit and you can see they're about to jump, but they don't jump.
So funny. And they wiggle their butt, right? They're like ready to go.
right. Yeah. So awesome. Okay. And the next one is my cat walked all over my keyboard. Okay. Yep. And here we're using all over to emphasize how bad it was. Like not just like stepped on it.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Right. Yeah. Or like it's something like that, but like walked all over my keyboard, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think it's important here. If you want to emphasize it was the whole keyboard, we would want to use a little tone of voice there. Right. Michelle, you say my cat walked all over my keyboard.
Yeah, that sounds good. Very nice.
Yeah, maybe a little pause at the end. So that is a good, actually, we could do another episode on using all over, right? Or using all to emphasize entirety of things.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's a good follow-up. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then the last one is my cat jumped on my keyboard. So this is different. I mean, do jump and pounce sound different to you?
I think the word pounce is just a very precise verb that just means like kind of aggressively going after something or playfully aggressively, whereas jump is just kind of arbitrary. What's the intention of the cat? Yeah, just to jump up. Just wanted to get up. Yeah.
It just wait, did you just meow?
No, I didn't meow.
It sounded like it's. I swear, if you rewound that, you were like, you were like, whereas the touch was like, yeah, I'm.
No, I did not just meow, but that's funny though. That would have been good.
This one sounds like more of a general jump than like, I don't know. I keep on thinking of a pounce as the sneaky cat pounce, right? And I know that Keishu was more asking about like, they used the example of rolled about, but these are other things that you could say, you know, maybe your cat didn't roll over your keyboard. Maybe it pounced, right? So, it is possible that your cat could do things to your keyboard. So we want to give you the tools.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, this is kind of a specific situation, but it is important, especially if you're talking to a boss or something about it.
Oh, yeah. The hazards of having a cat, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so those are some phrases that you could use. And then, you know, add, of course, you then have to add the apology, right? So unfortunately, you know, so Keishu mentioned that unfortunately the data was lost, right? So you have to apologize in this situation. And we're going to direct you back to episode 526, which is about apologizing at work.
Yeah, no, that's good. And guys, remember now, if you're listening inside the iOS app, you can search for these episode numbers right inside the episode list. Okay, guys, so make sure you go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to download the app to start listening in there.
Right, right, right. And, you know, it's good to be honest in this situation. Like, you know, part of me was thinking with this situation, would the person make something else up? Like, what would somebody actually do? Because the animal thing can tend to sound a little bit contrived. I don't know. What do you think though? I mean, because I don't like to lie, so I probably would just say it. But I mean, what do you think though?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It could sound contrived. It could sound, meaning it could sound like a bit of a cliche as we talked about and like kind of the obvious thing to say. But if it, I would tend to just tell the truth. I think it's always better just come clean. Just tell the truth.
So too.
And then you can work with it from there. Also, you feel better about yourself when you're telling the truth, you know?
Yeah. I think some people might be driven to like be to say something else happened, especially because if the real thing is like, you know, often known as a cultural fake excuse. But right. You know, I think that's why we're giving you these tools, guys, to be able to talk more specifically about what happened. So you don't have to be vague and sound like you're making it up.
Yeah. And I mean, we could do another episode, Michelle, another time about how to introduce when we're about to say something that might sound like a cliche. We could say something like, I know this sounds ridiculous. I know this might not sound truthful. Or there are ways we could prepare the person to hear something that they're going to roll their eyes at, right? And they're going to think it sounds like a cliche, but it's actually not.
Yeah. Okay. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Write that down. Cool.
So awesome. Yeah, this is very interesting. So what would you say, Lindsay? Like, what do we want our listeners to take away from today's episode?
Well, guys, today here, you're getting a really important cultural insight into one of the big jokes that we make across our culture when it comes to like not getting work done, right? Is that that is the dog ate your homework. We use it to make fun of someone, or it's just a typical joke. So you want to be careful when you are saying something like the cat stepped on my keyboard, that's going to come up in people's minds. All right. And also, like, don't be afraid at this level to be precise with your language.
Right.
Get more specific, get more precise. That's what we're bringing you guys with this show.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, another lesson is to keep your pets away from the computer.
That's a good one. Oh, so funny.
Yeah, that's the takeaway from today. No, I know it can't always happen. These things happen all the time, like little things like that. But get specific language, be confident in your apology, and you should be good to go.
But I would say that if I'm going to have a cat, I would rather have a cat that's going to try to be funny and crazy rather than just a cat that just sits in the corner, right? Don't you think, Michelle?
That's true. Although I remember once, because I'm allergic to them, I'm a little afraid of them.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, I think they're cute, but like, I don't really get cats in the way I get dogs. Like, I just like don't know their patterns and things like that.
Yeah.
So I remember taking care of one of my friends. Like, we had to go over and feed the cat sometimes. I went with my mom and this cat would be like jumping on the tables and like trying to jump on us. And like, because I'm allergic, I'm especially like, I don't want to get too close.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I just remember being like, oh my God, I do not understand cats.
That's true. It's an acquired taste for sure.
No offense to cat people. Don't worry. I'm not, you know, I know people get very sensitive over those issues. So,
that's very true.
Michelle. This has been fun.
Yeah, this has been great. Thanks for hanging out today and good topic.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.